Which is best, wet or dry? Part 6. And what's more, the water should be fresh and clean. Try a pet water fountain. They are great for an endless supply of fresh, clean water. Just make sure the filters are cleaned and replaced regularly. I also think that I should point out here that just as you are subject to diabetes through poor food choices, so is your cat. 24-hour access to dry food is not a good thing, which I have mentioned in one of my earliest chapters. Dry food contains a whole lot of fillers that provide more than is required in the carbohydrate group of foods. Have you noticed your cat putting on weight recently, or seems to be far heavier than the last time you took notice? Perhaps you should change their diet, and quickly. Whatever you're feeding your cat is not good for it, trust me, as my own weight packs it on due to suspect medication, wrong food choices, and not enough exercise time. Your cat can suffer just as much from the very same sources. If you wish to avoid feline diabetes, then get some new food for your cat today. I know we have not settled the debate about whether which is best, wet or dry. I can only recommend the following. Provide variety. Provide quality. Read your labels before purchase, just as you would for yourself. Animal protein is far better than a vegetable protein. Be fussy what your cat eats, just as you are fussy for yourself. Don't skimp on prices for your cat, just as you don't skimp on prices for your own favourite foods. Provide plenty of fresh, clean water and make sure your cat drinks it. Make sure your cat does get 6 monthly dental treatments, just as you do. And that's the end of part 6. And this is Debbie Nicholson. Thank you for reading all of my blogs. Please comment below, and can you please share the links as you read each part.